Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've been threatening to do these series of shows that talk about how the government works and the waste and the fraud and all the things that go in it. And you wonder, when you see how much money we spend, you ask yourself, how does the government not make money? It's almost like a bank. How can you not make money when somebody brings you their money and you only have to keep a piece of it? So if somebody brings me $100 to a bank, I don't know the numbers for the bankers out there. Kevin, you got the ratio's wrong. But let's say all you got to keep is $10. So the other $90 you can put to work. So you could just say, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it in an investment that's relatively safe. It's only going to gain 3 or 4% or whatever. But if you have $100 million. That you've done that with, and you've only got to keep $10 million. So $90 million is working for you at 10%, at 2%. Just in a very safe 2% investment. Somebody do the math. It's $1.8 million that you make just for holding the money. Now, if you don't do anything crazy, if you don't open up a bunch of branches, and let's just say you're an internet bank, you could make some money. Now, when you give out loans, you give out loans at a bigger rate than what you could get. So, you know, let's say the average loan is 5%. I mean, I don't know what it would be today, but let's say, you know, credit cards for banks is anywhere from, say, 7% to 20%. And it's a pretty decent bet. But let's say that after all is said and done with all the defaults and what have you, you only get 5% on. And let's just peel out a number and say you've got $20 million working for 5%. So you're going to get a cool million from that. I'm talking about after all the nonsense. You're going to get a cool million back from that. So you're at $2.8 million as long as you don't do anything crazy. You know. So that's with only $100 million. Banks deal with billions. Some banks deal with even more than that. I don't know how much Bank of America has, but or you know whoever the big banks are. But little banks have hundreds of millions of dollars at play. God forbid you back real estate and people default, and then you sell that real estate. Real estate type transactions for banks can be quite lucrative when people lose the house because they put a fat percentage down on it. You put, what, 5%, 10% down on a couple $100,000 house. The bank's already got that money. They've only got to hold a certain amount of reserve. They took the rest of it and put it into these other things. So every time they get money, they're making more money with your money. Then you default after 3 or 4 or 5 years, whatever, 10 years. They get the property back. They've taxed you on it. They've gotten your upfront money. You've been paying, you know, a pretty decent amount of money, you know, in terms of interest and stuff like that. And so they then get the property back and they sell it. Oh, Kevin, they don't sell it for a profit. Sure they do. Based on what they have in it, they sell it for a profit. I'm not telling you they win every time, but I'm saying they win. Then they have their fees. Here's what it costs for you to have your bank account. Here's this, that, and the other. If you set up a bank properly, it's dang near impossible to lose money because all you got to do is keep things relatively safe. There are vehicles out there where you if you have millions and millions of dollars, let me put it to you this way. I have a friend. He's worth many, many millions of dollars. And at one point I was going to win a big deal. And I told him, hey, if I get this money, what do I do? And he says, here's what you do. He says, I can put you in an investment that makes 5.65% steady. He goes, come rain or shine, 5.65. This is where his money is in to this day. And he goes, and then you can take a piece of it and go aggressive. But if you, he goes, determine what you want to make a living at. So let's say you put $1 million in at 5.65. You're going to get $56,500 back every year, come rain or shine. I was like, really? He goes, yep. And he had millions in that account. And he lives on roughly $380,000 a year. And that's because he has hangers for his aircraft and maintenance on those. Or else it would be less than that because everything's paid off. And he says, that's all I need. Now, he gets a heck of a lot more just from the money that he makes from what he has in this 5.65% account. And he says, so for every million you park over there, you're saying 56,500 is coming to you. That's what you can live on. And whatever that number is, you leave that in there and you leave it alone. And the rest of it, you can go aggressive. In that year, he said his aggressive portfolio, I will never forget it. He said, I've made 48% year to date. This was during the Reagan years. He goes, I've made 48% year to date. I mean, the Clinton years, sorry. I was like, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, so I take that, whatever my profit is, and I move it into the safe account. Like, wow. So essentially that's what banks do. If they're doing it by the book and they don't get greedy, it's hard to lose. But banks figure out ways to lose when they start bundling these, you know, subprime loans and all this other stuff because they get greedy. And then they lose. But even a little community credit union, if you've got one little branch and you set it up correctly and people put their money in and you're backing safe real estate bets, it's like almost like insurance. You're not gonna crush it. You're not gonna make 40% on your money, but you're gonna make a good amount of money that keeps you going and keeps your employees happy and everybody, and you can run that little credit union for a long time. When you take it up to the governmental level, it gets really interesting, especially when you look at government and how it derives revenue. And again, I'm not trying to make this a debate with the academics to go, oh, Kevin, it's obvious you know nothing about economics. I'm not trying to delve into it to that degree. If you want to go to that level, I can go there with you, and I won't pretend to be an expert, but here's what I am an expert in. I know for a fact that everything I've told you about how the bank works with fractional reserve, if you do it right, you can make money. If you aren't overly aggressive, you'll do fine. It's that simple. Now, can you get into some wrong? Yeah, you can make bad deals, but even the rules and regulations on how you look at a person's credit rating and what they pay back and all that and what they collateralize with and all that, again, pretty tough to lose money. The way you lose money is when these other guys start to strategize against you, the Goldman Sachs and all these investment houses that say, again, take my bad loans and it'll do this and you can make 40% on your money. No, I'm cool making 8%. If I've learned anything from the Asians, they will run on razor thin margins and they keep things very close. And that's why they've been successful. They play the long game. We're going to take a short break.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm doing this show as sort of a, I don't know, an educational show, a best of type show that can be repeated because I want to talk about how money flows in the United States. And I've said many times that money is like the jet stream. The airlines know the jet stream. They know how to save fuel. Because they know how the jet stream works. There are people that hear jet stream, they don't even know what it is. The jet stream is in the sky, and it's the way that the wind circles around the world, distributing all kinds of nutrients and things like this. And people dismiss it. They don't realize it's the same as the tide. The tides flow a particular way. If there's a massive earthquake or a shift, it will disrupt the tidal flow, and there's an impact. Whether people realize it or not, there's a huge impact. The tides have to relearn how to flow. And so all these things are real. They're part of the process of how the world works. The Earth's core, you know, is spinning based on that, I mean, that the molten metal inside of the Earth's core is actually spinning around. It's not just sitting there bubbling. It's spinning around. It's giving us the magnetic pull, that thing called gravity. And if you know anything about engineering, you know, there's a thing called the right hand rule. The way that molten metal spins, if you put your right hand on it, if it's spinning clockwise or counterclockwise, tells you how the magnetics of the poles are working. It's a complicated organism, this thing called Earth. God knew what he was doing. So we have jet streams, we have tidal currents, and we also have the same thing in man. Man mimics nature in ways that you would never believe. For example, I would tell you, you are so predictable. You're as predictable as an atom. And I'll give you an example. Let's say that there are three lanes of traffic and none of them can go left or right. And you're at a stop, you're at a stoplight, but nobody, you know, there's not a left or right, the right lane. Nobody's trying to make a left or a right. And you're coming up, you know, a quarter mile from the traffic, and you can see that it's traffic. The natural tendency is for you to fill the holes. In other words, if there's a long line of traffic in the middle, and you can see it, and you're going to make a right eventually, you will move to the right if there's a void there. Let's say you're going to make a right a mile up, but you don't need to get any, you know, to any lane at any given time. If the left lane is the shortest, even though you have to make a right, the likelihood is you're going to go to the left to get closer. You're not going to wait in a long right line when you can see that I can get closer up before I have to move over to the right. It's a natural thing. There's so many natural things that you do. And it's funny because I read a book. It was years ago. And the guy, you know, as an engineer, you read a lot of crazy stuff. And this guy was saying, man is very predictable and the government knows this. And so what he literally said, and this was before computers were super sophisticated and we had lots of memory and things like this. I can only imagine the level of sophistication that this model now has from when I read it 30-something years ago. But the guy said this. He says, we're predictable. The government knows what you buy, when you buy, the frequency. The government can tell you more about your habits than you can. Now, I'll ask you this. What do you think Facebook knows about you? I'm not talking about them as a government. I'm telling you, if you think Facebook knows a lot about you, you ought to see the government. Facebook has such good predictive models now. It can tell you that you're pregnant. And there's a story about this where Facebook started popping up these ads in a girl's, like her little, you know, where they put the ads on the side. And it told her she was pregnant. You know, it was like, hey, all this pregnancy stuff was coming up, maternity stuff. And her dad saw it and said, why is all this maternity stuff coming up? Turns out this 15, 16-year-old girl was pregnant. And you know how Facebook predicted it? All the things she was doing on Facebook that pregnant girls did, even though she didn't know she was pregnant. It said, you're doing all the activities and the things that pregnant girls do. You're likely pregnant. Here's some pregnancy stuff. And she was. That's pretty scary. If you think that's scary, you should see what the government has. You've got a cell phone in your midst. You've got a little thing on your computer. You know, you think the little light needs to be on your computer for people to listen in. They don't. It doesn't. Your phone is nothing but a microphone for people that want to get to it. There are apps that will let you get to your person's phone, somebody, you know, your significant other. You can certainly track them. Apple's got a tracking app. Families use it to track on their iPhones. Here's where I'm at. I'm here. Google will tell you everywhere you went and give you a summary at the end of the day. I mean, these people know everything about you. The level of stuff that they know. Let me put it this way. You forget what you've done. I used to say the same. Man, I can't remember where I ate 3 days ago. Google knows. Facebook knows. They know exactly where you ate. Now, they don't get your credit card information. What this new change, you know, that everything that happened under Wu Flu? Well, guess what? We don't have any change. Let's go away from money. Let's go to electronic money. If you think you can get tracked with in the old days. Wait until there is no more. It's a cashless society. I know everywhere you went. I know what you spent it on, etc. When you consider the ramifications of somebody knowing every move you make, it's pretty scary. With the leftists in charge, it's very scary. See, in normal circumstances, you'd go, I don't really care. Okay, so what? I went to the casino and didn't tell my wife. Or I went to, I don't know, the gentleman's club. Whatever. So what? Yeah. Or maybe you said, I was going to go buy something over here, and I went over there. And, of course, there's this unscrupulous, you got a little rendezvous with somebody at a hotel and all that. But the point is, as long as you're doing things that are not illegal, or whatever, they may be immoral, you can stay relatively clean. But I'm just saying, somebody knows everything. They know you're dirty, and they know when you're just doing regular stuff. And here's the interesting part. They can manipulate you into things. That's what this article, this book, it said, you can be manipulated. If they decide, hey, we want more people to buy houses, they lower the interest rate and they say, hey, buy houses, or they tweak the model and we follow. Oh, geez, they lowered the interest rates. I guess I better go buy a house real quick because I don't want the interest rates to rise, etc. So you go do it. If they want it to slow down, they raise the interest rates. And then they go, okay, now we slowed it down. And the levers are being pulled by people that think they're elites, and they're telling you what to do. And this was when they only had a certain amount of data on you. Now they can manipulate to ways that are unimaginable. And I give you the WooFoo as an example of the level of manipulation that's possible.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A measure of inflation the Fed Reserve is following is meeting expectations. The core personal consumption expenditures price index rose 5% from a year ago. As for the October number, it was up by 0.2%. President Biden is welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron for a state dinner Thursday. Alongside President Macron at the White House, President Joe Biden says France is an important ally.
We are a real inflection point. Things are changing rapidly, really rapidly. And it's really important we stay in close communication.
They are expected to discuss the Inflation Reduction Act, which the European Union has expressed concern over, as they believe it may give American companies an unfair edge. The Senate is continuing to work on passing legislation to prevent a rail strike. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Earlier, I talked about the way the world works, that we've got this magnetic core that's got a molten layer around it that's just spinning, and it's setting up the electromagnetic field of the Earth. But we've also got these other things that are keeping the Earth moving. And that would be the jet stream that distributes nutrients and seeds and all kinds of stuff. Dust even. Whatever. It's fertilizing the earth. Go watch some of these specials about how much sand moves from Africa to the coast of Hawaii. It'll blow your mind. So anyway, we've got the jet stream and we've got the tidal, the currents. And science know the they know the speed of the currents. They know where it collides. Go look at the map of the currents. You'll see I'm not exaggerating it one bit. So airplanes will look at the once they get what they call above the weather, then the pilots go, okay, now I'm in the jet stream, and they know it's mapped out. They know which way they're going to travel that will give them the most optimal fuel usage to take the jet stream. So they know where to go. They know where to fly. And certain things get impacted, but once you get above the weather, you're good to go. The jet stream is in effect. It's dropping its seeds and its dust and its whatever else that it's carrying around the way. Same with the tides. Now, things can disrupt it. A big volcanic eruption can actually screw up the jet stream. Because it'll carry all that dust and soot and whatever else, but that explosion can disrupt. I mean, literally put a ripple in the fabric. The same way a volcano in the ocean can disrupt the currents. And if it does it substantially, it impacts a lot of stuff. The fish, all the sea life is impacted. Usually not good. But we have the same thing in the economy. We have an economy that flows, and the way the economy flows, one of the ways, is by your tax dollar, your dollars. That's how the economy flows. What people want in the economic flow of the economy is they want you to spend money. That's what keeps the economy working. So the government sometimes the economy will be working at such a pace that they go, we got to slow it down. So they give you incentives to save. It's rare, but they do want to slow the economy down. They're like, whoa, it's moving too fast. It's growing at a pace that we can't keep up with. So they will manipulate. And so they'll say, hey, we're going to raise the interest rate. So if you save, then you can get X amount of dollars in your savings. Because they want to pull some money out of the economy. But the way leftists go, they want to pump it in. They always want to pump it in. They want the economy moving. But and you would think, well, Kevin, don't we always want the economy moving? Yeah, but it has to move in equilibrium. It has to be producers. You can't just say government is going to. Well, let me put it this way. Barack Obama got the economy moving, but not through productivity. He printed money. And he said, here, let's get it moving. And he dumped money into green energy and all this other nonsense. But what liberals want the economy moving for is because when the economy moves for them, they can steal quicker and steal better. That's what they do. I mean, they can get mad at me, but it's true. They're thieves. They don't want to work for it. Why would you tell somebody, hey, listen, you retire from a job, you can make 75% of the money that you retired with, and you have to do absolutely nothing to do it. In some cases, you get 100%. Who can pay you for doing no work? I could see it if it was tied to your pension, and it says, okay, you have a pension, and that pension is worth this much, and we as a company agree that we're going to take care of our employees, and we're going to give you X amount of dollars based on your pension money, and you leaving it here or there. In other words, if money's one begat the other, then it's one thing. But just to say, hey, you retired, so you get 100% of your salary from when you retire. How? Well, here's the good news. The good news in that model is most people don't hit that retirement level to get all that. But even if it's 25%, you got to ask where it's coming from. It's coming from the next generation. Now, if they've been smart about it, then your retirement money, they factored in as what is inflation going to be in 20 years when they're still paying you this 25% or 100%. But you just can't pay 100% and not impact somebody. 75%, whatever, unless you're using their money. And you're not. I mean, I don't think they are. I could be wrong. The union guys can feel free to correct me, but I'm telling you this. If somebody said to me, Kevin, when you leave doing whatever you're doing, you're going to get 100% of the money, whatever you were earning on the last year that you left, I'd leave now. I'd leave right now. I didn't make nearly the money I would have made years ago, but I'd be okay with where I finished out last year. I'd go, okay, you're going to pay me this much money. Now, my question would be, where are you going to get it? Because I didn't leave an annuity. I didn't leave anything where I go, hey, I'm guaranteed to get this much money for the next whatever length of time I'm going to live. I didn't do it. So tell me how companies are doing it. How can you guarantee me? Have you put that much money away or are you factoring in, you know, you're going to kill me and take advantage of the life insurance policy? Because that's the only way I can figure you can do it. Anyway, back to the economy. So leftists love poor people. They love people at the behest of government because that money goes back into the economy the quickest. I talked about it before. You put somebody on welfare, they're not saving. They're not planning, prepping for a company they're going to start. They go buy food. They pay their electric bill. You know, they keep their car running or whatever, or they, you know, use public transportation. They put that money, generally speaking, back into the system. And it's a rat race. You'll go buy a luxury item and no matter whether, you know, feast or famine, you're putting money away because you say, nope, got to have 6 months to a year of emergency money. I'm saving for this trip. I'm saving for this new luxury item we're going to purchase. I'm saving for a home. I'm saving for a vacation. I'm saving for my kids' education, whatever. So you will pull money out of the jet stream, out of the tidal currents, and you disrupt. You're a volcano going off. Enough of us, and we are a volcano. And so leftists can't stand the middle class. They can't stand us because we're the ones taking measured looks at the economy and going, wait a minute, I can't just throw money at something. I gotta be prepared for my car breaking down or home repairs or having to do, if I'm going to sell my house, I got to do upkeep and maintenance and all this. And I don't know what the number is, but once they get their taxes, which they've already screwed you on, and they leave you a couple of bucks on the dresser that you get back on when you file, But for the most part, you're nothing but a prostitute to the left, and you're paying those taxes. Then when you get your money, they want you to spend it, and they tax you some more. See, because they're like, okay, we got this part. That's your income tax. Now we're going to get this other part, and you're going to spend it. Then they got excise taxes, and they got all these other taxes. I'm going to get into that in a bit. But they want you to just look at your money and go, shoot, I might as well spend it. It's like I'm getting to keep it. So they want you out there buying stuff. But and you're discerning, as I said, you'll save a lot of it, and then you'll buy some. But and even though you may only be taking in 35% of your dollar, 35 cents on every dollar, 40 if you're lucky. They want that money out there. They've already stolen 60% from you, but they want the other 40. And you know what you do? You only spend 25 because you're putting 15 away, and you're doing lots of good things with it. They can't stand you for that. See, because poor people don't do that. You're prepared to forego the government. Why do you think they make fun of preppers? Why do you think they make preppers look like doomsday prophesiers and like, you know, Branch Davidians or these people that thought that the spaceship was going to pick them up and they all took the pill? They want people to think you're a lunatic for buying gold, for prepping and buying food, for saying, you know what, I'm going to hold back just a little bit. I'm not going to be out there. I'm not going to go live on the razor's edge. They can't stand you because you disrupt the currents, you disrupt the jet stream. And it doesn't matter that you may be a small business owner and you've multiplied your productivity times 5 or times 10 or times 50 or times 100 with every one of your employees. They don't like that. You gave them a job, you provided opportunity. You have disrupted this. Even though you're putting money in, there's a part of that they like. The bigger piece is you didn't let us take care of them because we can continue to rob from these people and keep that cycle going and keep the poorer people putting that money back in over and over and over and over and over. And you could show them that, hey, I'm really making you money. They don't care. You're a capitalist. You're in their way. You're disruptive. You're a volcano.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
So I was talking to him not too long ago about the jet streams and currents and the cycles that control how things work in the world. The molten metal that circulates around the earth and at its core. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, to you. You're listening to it on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I think these stories are relevant. These are stories for life. I'm not going to make this about any particular thing that's going on now because we want these to be sort of best of shows. But I remember having a discussion with some youngsters, and we were talking about how money works and the flow of money. And I've told you guys many times that the government likes poor people. And the reason why government, I mean, there's a reason they like poor people, because we really have an elitist government that wants two sets of people. They want the rich and they want the needy, the rich and the poor. And the needy will work. They will fund themselves, obviously make the rich super rich. And then when the government gives them back a little bit of it, they feel beholden. It's the ultimate case of Stockholm syndrome. Your captors, are the ones you end up worshiping, and they're the ones stealing from you. And that's what exists right now. Now, I've talked about it in terms of the fractional banking system, and I want to talk about it in terms of the economy. Because the economy runs the same way. It needs money flow. And Democrats like the idea that money is constantly flowing. But the money doesn't have to flow 100%. It's okay to save. It's okay to plan. But they don't like planners. See, that's the middle class. The middle class is mobile. It's a breathing organism, expanding and contracting. And you want it to expand if you're in a really good economy like America. You say, I hope it expands. In other places, it contracts. The breathing gets less and less. It becomes like emphysemic, if that's a word. And it gets less and less air. And so you squeeze up the middle class. And the only thing you have is elites and a bunch of poor. That's what the majority of nations are made up of, are elites and mostly poor. There's not much of a middle class. So I just want to take it from a cottonseed to a pair of blue jeans. And I did this with a group of students. I said, okay, let's just look at how government runs, okay? So you've got a patch of land. Maybe you got it through sharecropping. Who knows? But you got a patch of land. And one day somebody from the government comes and says, hey, listen, I know you got this land, but we got to pay our bills, so we're going to tax your land. You're like, we tax it? Yeah. You have a parcel of land, just like your home. You pay what's called a homeowner's tax. You pay a tax just to be in the house. You think you own your house. Don't pay your taxes and watch what happens. So you got this land, and you can do whatever you want with it, but the government's going to be there to get its money no matter what. So you better get something that you can do to make money to, quote, live off the land. So you decide, well, I'll grow cotton. So you go out and you purchase cotton seed. Well, guess what? The guy who has the cotton seed, he sells it to you and he's taxed. You're paying a tax on that cotton seed, a tax on your land, and now a tax on your cotton seed, whatever the percentage is. In Canada, the guy was telling me everything we buy is 13% tax. In America, it varies. It could be anywhere from 6 or 7%. To 12 or 13 if you go to some of these liberal places. So you got a cotton seed that's taxed. So now your land is taxed and your cotton seed is taxed. Then you got to pay for your water usage. Government gets a little taste of that. It says, hey, we're the one regulating water, so we're going to make sure that we get a little taste of that. Now, if you're going to farm, if you're going to grow the crop, you either hire people. Unless it's, of course, you're a Democrat, you could have some slaves. But if you're a regular person and you have to hire people, then you're going to pay taxes on those people to help you harvest your crop. God forbid you buy equipment to harvest your crop or your quap. But if you have equipment, then you're going to pay taxes on your equipment. So anyway, you're on your land, it's being taxed. You're watering your seed that's being taxed, and you're paying taxes on your water. All to the government. You've got equipment and or people who are being taxed and paying taxes. And then your crop comes up and you harvest your crop. Well, now that you've harvested your crop, you decide, I got to take it to market. So you take your crop to market and you sell your crop to some distributor or a mill that's going to take the product and do something else with it. So you take your cotton, the fruits of your labor. You go to town, you sell it to the mill, and you get a fat check of whatever. What does the government do? The government now taxes your fat check. And not only does it tax your fat check for what you did, it taxes your fat check for payroll, it taxes your fat check for, let's not forget your matching funds, because you're paying your own Social Security, etc. In other words, you're responsible for your own self. Not that you haven't proven that you're responsible enough to buy a piece of land and grow a crop and harvest it and take it to market. But the government says, no, 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 we have a layer of protection in there. So we're going to take out 7.65% for Social Security, FICA, what they call it, you know, your insurance and et cetera, and medical, even though you have been doing this yourself, and then you're going to double it because you're your own employer. So anyway, you sell your crop, you get hit with a tax. Forget the, and I'm just talking about the taxes that pay for your Social Security and your Medicare, which you'd pay double. You're also going to get taxed because you made income. How dare you buy a piece of land that they tax, buy seed that's taxed, grow the crop and harvest it with people and processes that are taxed. Then you go sell it, and it's taxed again because you're now, you know, having to pay your matching funds and your Social Security. But how dare you make a profit on that? So that's all taxed. Now the mill has it, and the system begins again. So the mill says, okay, well, it's got employees, it's got equipment, it's got land, it's got all the stuff, it's got a building, it's paying city tax and all this other stuff, but it's paid tax on equipment, it's got employees, and it's paying taxes on whatever the number is. Before it ever even gets your product, it's already paying taxes. So it takes your product and it puts it out to the employees, and I've already explained their taxes and all that. So now the mill starts to make a product. And it makes just, say, fibers. It just takes the cotton and it makes it into fibers. And it sells it to, it wholesales the fibers, the cotton fibers, to another group that's going to make it into various products. Somebody's going to make it into shirts. Somebody's going to make it into blue jeans, and in this case, blue jeans. So we're going to take the product from the mill. He's now been paid for the product. He's being taxed on everything, all his infrastructure. Whether he has product in or not, Uncle Sugar wants his. So he then takes this mill product and he says, okay, I've got these cotton fabrics and I'm going to do. Now, let's say he dyes some of them because, you know, different mills will do special orders. So he buys other products and things like that. The same thing happens again. Every product he buys, the government taxes, and he gets to his end product, and then he goes and sells it to somebody who's a factory that's going to make the actual product. So now he gets his piece, pound of flesh, by selling the product at a bigger price. And here's what's funny about all of this. At each layer, the money for the government gets bigger. Forget the farmer's land is nothing, but he buys seed. Seed is cheap. But once the seed gets to harvest and he's got a product, that farmer goes to the mill. Now it's a much more expensive product. He's selling cotton by the, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of pounds. The mill takes that cotton, mills this hundreds of thousands of dollars of pounds, puts a 3x, 5x, 10x multiplier on it, and because they've done some specialty stuff to it, and then they go sell it to the person that's going to, the sowers, the people that are going to make the product. So they then sell it. They've made more money than the guy who grew it. Then they get taxed, and they pay all their taxes and corporate taxes and everything else. And now the person who's actually going to sow the product and make it, they have it. These are wholesalers that are going to make. These are mostly, and you wonder why this is done in the Far East in China. They take it. They make blue jeans. Wholesale. So they sell these blue jeans now for, you know, $2 a pair. They then sell them to a retailer who buys them for $6 or $7 and jacks the price up to $35, $40. What do jeans cost these days? Some of them are hundreds of dollars, and they sell it. And every place in that food chain, the government makes money. So you ask yourself, how can you make money from the cradle to the grave, and you still are asking, you're always still asking for more?
We need to raise taxes!
It's an impossibility. If you had that kind of a racket going on, the government would put you in prison. But they do it openly and still can't be.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.